and welcome to this week's Look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. This time, I'll show you how to install Pine, a program for internet news and email, how to configure it for your email service provider, and how to use it to send an email in the ZipSpeak Linux distribution. First of all, we need to download Pine from the Slackware FTP site, since Pine isn't included in ZipSpeak, and ZipSpeak is based on the Slackware Linux distribution. I'm going to do this with the command line FTP program, which is standard on Unix and Linux systems. So first, I'll connect to ftp.slackware.com.
ftp/ftp.slackware.com. Connected to ftp.freesoftware.com. 220.
As you can tell, ftp.slackware.com is actually an alias for ftp.freesoftware.com. Now, unless you have an account on an FTP server, you will use anonymous FTP. This is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to log in with FTP as my username.
FTP. 331 guest login. Okay. Send your email address as password. Password.
Okay, I will.
230. Welcome to ftp.freesoftware.com. Home FTP site for Walnut Creek CD-ROM. 230. There are currently 435 users out of 5,000 possible.
That's quite a busy site. Now, the current released version of Slackware is always located under /pub/slackware/slackware. So that's where we'll go now.
CD /PP/FLAKWARE/SLAKWARE 250 CWD command successful FTP.
Slackware is divided into package groups, including the base system, networking software, various text-based applications, software development, and more. All of the package groups are located in the SLAKWARE directory.
CD/SLAKWARE 250 CWD command successful FTP.
Some of the package groups are divided into disk sets, meaning that you can write the contents of these package groups onto regular floppy disks, and there is one directory for each floppy disk. The disk set that concerns us is the networking disk set, because that's where Pine is located. And I know that Pine is on the 9th disk, which is the last disk in that set. So I'm going to change to the N9 directory, where N is for networking, and 9 is the number of the disk.
CD/N9/250 CWD command successful. FTP.
All Slackware packages have an extension of .tgz. So now I'm going to get pine.tgz.
pine.tgz. Local pine.tgz remote pine.tgz 200 port command successful. 150 opening binary mode data connection for pine.tgz 1,413,571 bytes. 226 transfer complete. 1,413,571 bytes received in 11.261.2E2 bytes slash Q. Pine T.
I'm typing quit to leave the FTP server.
221 goodbye Darkster.
Now, to install a Slackware package, you type install pkg, then a space, and then the name of the package. So, I'll do that now.
pine.tgz. Installing package pine.tgz. Darkster.
Now, you should always do your email on your user account and not the root account. I'm currently logged in as root through the su command from my user account, so if I type exit, I'll get back to the shell for my user account. So that's what I'll do now.
P-X-I-T. Log out Darkster. Dollars.
Now we can actually run Pine.
P-I-N-E. Creating subdirectory /home/matcamp/malware. Pine will store its mail folders. Pine 4.20 main menu folder. Close no messages. Pine 4.20 greeting text. No messages. This message will appear only once. Welcome to Pine, a program for internet news and email. We hope you will explore Pine's many capabilities. From the main menu, select setup/config to see many of the options available to you. Also note that all screens have context-sensitive help text available. Special request. This software is made available worldwide as a public service of the University of Washington in Seattle. In order to justify continuing development, it is helpful to have an idea of how many people are using Pine. Are you willing to be counted as a Pine user? Pressing return will send an anonymous meaning. Your real email address will not be revealed. Message to the Pine development team at the University of Washington for purposes of tallying. Pine is a trademark of the University of Washington.
All right, so we'll press enter.
Updated address book, index address book, top loose ending mail client 4.20 name menu folder. Close no messages help. Get help using client C compose message. Compose and send a message. My message index. View messages in current folder. Help folder list. Select a folder to view. Mail address book. Update address book. Setup. Configure client options. Queue with leave the client program.
The first thing we want to do is go into the configuration section of Pine. So I'm going to press S for setup.
Choose a setup test from the menu below. LP printer C config A address books are rule.
We want to press C for config.
Config setup configuration folder. Inbox no messages. Personal name no value set. Using
the... Okay, the personal name is okay since it's using the name that I entered when I typed the add user command to create my account. So let's go on to the next item with the down arrow.
Personal name no value set. Using Matthew Campbell user domain no value set.
Now we definitely want to set the user domain to the domain of your email service provider so that your email comes from a valid address. So I'm going to press enter.
Help. C cancel. Read accept. Enter the text to be added.
For me, it's crosswinds.net.
crosswinds.net. Personal name no value set. Using Matthew Campbell user domain crosswinds.net.
Now we'll go down to the next item.
User domain crosswinds.net SMTP server no value set.
The SMTP server is the server that you use to send outgoing mail. This is usually the server of your email service provider. The host name of the SMTP server is usually mail dot followed by the domain of your email service provider. That's true of Crosswinds, so my SMTP server address is mail.crosswinds.net. So that's where I'll enter.
G help, G cancel, read accept, enter the text to G.
What?
mail.crosswinds.net.
Now, as you can tell, when I backspaced, it didn't speak the character that I deleted. This is a SpeakUp problem that the author of SpeakUp has been working on, and hopefully we'll see a fix to that sometime soon. But anyway, I've entered my SMTP server address now, so I'll press enter.
Personal name no value set. Using Matthew Campbell user domain crosswinds.net SMTP server mail.crosswinds.net SMTP server no value.
Alright, that's all we have to do in the configuration section, so I'll press E to exit.
Commit changes, yes, replace the settings, no event.
Yes, we do want to commit or change our settings, so I'll press Y.
Yes, main menu, folder.
Now we can press C to compose a message.
G get help text send our red file wipe ref PGA got text to postpone C cancel J justify W where is.
Now, the easiest way to find out where we are is to press the 8 key.
Two.
We're in the 2 field of the message. Now, I'm going to send a message to Jonathan Mosen, telling him that I am now recording my look at Linux for this week. So I'm going to type in his email address now.
jonathanmosen@mosen.org.
And I'll press the down arrow.
Two. CC.
We're now in the CC field, and I don't want to CC or carbon copy anyone, so I'll just skip that.
CC options files.
We're in the attachment field, and the header for that is obviously abbreviated. I don't want to send any file attachments to this email, so I'll press the down arrow one more time.
Options subject.
Now we're in the subject field, and for my subject, I'll type look at Linux.
Help O O K space A T space help I M U X subject message text.
Now we're in the message text field, and I stopped the speech early because if I let it go, it would speak to update to the bottom part of the screen where the keystroke summary is stored, and that doesn't make very much sense when it's just read by SpeakUp with the punctuation turned off as it is now. But the important thing is that now we're in the message text area, so I'll enter my message.
H I comma J O N A T H A N dot I M M O W L.
Whoops, I'll press the backspace again.
R E C O R D I N G M Y L O O K A T L I N U X F O R M A I N M E N U dot.
Alright, I'm done with my message, so I'll press the Control X key to send it.
Send message, L Y S C. Yes, sending mail, 0%. Writing up CC, plan 4.20, main menu folder, inbox no, N50P.
That's it. So now I'll press the Q key to quit.
Really quit plan, YS, NO.
Yes, we do want to quit, so I'll press Y.
Yes, closing inbox, plan finished, closed empty folder, inbox darkster, dollars.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
If you have any questions for Matt about Linux, drop him an email. Matt@acbradio.org is the address. That's it for Main Menu for this week. Thanks for your company. See you next week.